Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
Today's podcast, we're talking about your mid-year report card. This is coming out here in early July. So let's kind of look back over the last 6 months. Let's look at the next 6 months. And let's see how you're doing. I do hope you set some goals for the year ahead, okay? So the first thing is you want to look at your report card. How are you doing in relation to the goals you've set? Hopefully you set some goals for your company. Well, just sit down and be honest and take a look. How are you doing on those? Okay, are you even close? Are you hitting any of those revenue goals? What are the goals that you had set for your company? I do hope you had set some. If you haven't, set some for the next 6 months. But the first thing is on your mid-year report card is, where are you in relation to the goals you set for your company? And I, of course, set anybody who's trying to grow a company sets goals. So if you haven't, that really concerns me and you need to start setting some and then hold yourself accountable. The second thing is let's kind of go through some. These are just general report card numbers that I do for myself. I'm extremely goal-driven, so the goal-driven, you know, the goal one is a natural for me. But then I try to look into five areas. So if I was doing a report card, and let's just say it was, you know, English, math, phys ed, you know, social studies. You know, I don't know what they have on those things today. I could go into an entire rant page on that, but I don't want to do that. But customer acquisitions. I want to look at how are we doing in relation to attracting customers? And you know, are we attracting customers? Who's our target customer? How well are we attracting them compared to a year ago? So your ability to acquire customers, to attract and acquire them, that's critical. So you look at your customer numbers over the last 6 months. Where are they at? Okay, next is sales. I mean, what are your sales numbers? Okay, you attract customers and you're hopefully selling them. That's the acquisition part. You know, if not, they're just a visitor. Okay, they're until they buy from you, they're nothing. So, you know, you attract them. So how are you doing with the attraction? How's your marketing doing? Giving you this many leads or this much foot traffic, whatever it may be. And then you sell them. That's the acquisition part. So we're kind of working our way down. And then the third is, okay, what are your total sales? Is your average sale greater than it was a year ago? Where is it right now? I mean, is your sales number the numbers that you need? Do you need to improve them? I'm constantly looking at these type of things. Why? Because I want to see if a trend is going in a good and or a bad direction. So your sales is critical. Next is, where are you at with your profit? Your margins. I had to look at ours because of inflation. And I just had Linda, my CPA, who's in my office. I told her, I said, because we have a fleet of vehicles in one of my companies. Like, what did we spend in gas in 2020? Okay. You know, obviously when we had Trump in, I don't care whether you like him or not. You know, the numbers were different. I'm telling you, they were different. They were actually 33% of what I was spending right now. And as a business owner, to just literally throw that much money like down the toilet is insanity. But that's a discussion for another day. Then I asked her what our numbers were last year in May and then June of last year. And then I asked what they were this year and my head exploded because they're so ridiculously high. And so, you know, you got to look at your profit margins and you got to see if there's some trends not working your way. Obviously, when I saw that, because of, you know, I look at my report card, I made an immediate pivot and increased service charges and van charges. I mean, our vans now, we go to your house, it's $25, period. And if we go get material or something like that, it goes up even further. Customers don't like it, but we had to do it. We started putting on fees for all our trailer uses, dump fees. I mean, why? Because I saw our profit dropping. Well, if I didn't look at it, I wouldn't know to do that. And that's why I do a mid-year report card. Okay, my one at the end of the year is like a prostate exam. Okay, this is just kind of a quick physical. Then I look at my staffing. In the last 6 months, have I added one really good hire? I love staffing. That's probably money and staffing and acquiring customer, you know, marketing is probably my, you know, what I spend the most amount of my time focusing on. But the hire that can move the needle, look at your last 6 months. If you're not staffing with superstars, I don't know how you scale without staffing well. Okay, if somebody can explain it to me, I don't know how you do it in a real life, you know, business that involves human beings. Okay, maybe on a software you can get away with it, but in the businesses that I own where we're actually in front of human beings, I don't know how you do it. Then the other thing is we look at expenses. What are we spending money on? It was funny. I've got my staff trained. They were meeting with the Comcast guy, and they're like, we're going to save $244 this month. They had us down for something we weren't even using. Guess what? $244, that's $3,000 a year, give or take. I'm okay with that. I don't care. I mean, I'm grateful. I do really, really well. But I have to tell you, if I can get $244 back that I'm not flushing down the toilet, I can give that to a cause that moves the needle. I can do Tunnel for Towers, which is at $11 a month. I mean, that's 20, I can contribute towards, you know, 20 different memberships, I guess. However you do it, I'm just saying that would be equal to like 20 people giving. That excites me a whole lot more than giving Comcast money that I don't need, okay? You need to establish a mid-year report card. Every business may be different. I'm just saying you don't wait to the end of the year to look at the progress you've had. That's all I'm trying to communicate. Me personally, well, I want to sit down and look at my goals. I look at my goals every single week on Sunday and see what I did last week that moved me further. And then what am I going to do this week that moved me further? And did I do, you know, next Sunday I'll sit down and say, did I do what I was supposed to do? If you don't measure it and there's no accountability, you're never going to hit it. And then I look at how are we doing with, okay, attracting customers, our marketing efforts, where are our numbers? I have a, you know, I get a dashboard every single day and I can look at the numbers. And then, okay, these are the customers that reach out to us. How are we doing with the acquisition end of them? And then what is the average sale? Is it going up or is it going down? Okay, then on that sale, what's our profit margin? Is it going up or it's going down? Our internal costs went up and I realized that our profit was getting shrunk. So I had to add fees. Again, I just went over this. I wouldn't have known it if I didn't have a report card. Then I look at staffing. I run ads all the time. I try to interview someone, whether it's a phone interview, a FaceTime interview, and then if all those go good, then we go to the conference room and they come in. I try to interview somebody every single week, personally, because nothing moves the needle more than a superstar human being that you can bring on your team, whether I can bring them on as an employee or as a partner, and I'm looking for both. I love looking for owners. If I get the right person, man, I'll move them to a different territory and we'll just rinse and repeat. And then I look at the expenses. Sometimes things get slipped in over time that you don't notice. Well, if you audit all your, you know, what I do is every systematic expense. So anything that comes out every 2 weeks or every month, I want to review it. I want to look at it and see what's going on. And that's how I do it. Again, I'm a small business owner, you know, businesses under 499 employees. Yeah, we do make up about 98% of all the businesses in America. So if you're one of them like me, take some of this advice. I think it'll be quite helpful for you. I want to thank you for listening to the podcast. You already know it's brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. Reach out to them. Get a free analysis. GetStartedMarketing.com. We will talk again soon. We're going to have some great interviews this week. And we have some great interviews every week with entrepreneurs that are actually doing business. They can share with us some great ideas. I always say it's better to learn better to learn through someone else's story. When they share with you failure, it's best heard through a secondhand story, and it's a heck of a lot cheaper. All right, we're going to talk again soon.